Hi, Sierra. I'm sending along this voice memo and your rubric, just like I did for the last two speeches, trying to highlight some ideas that I think are really working and, you know, pointing out some things that I would be helpful to consider as we move into speech four. I think, you know, overall impressions here, again, great energy. I think this is a pretty cool thing to teach, you know, this the crepe. I'm mispronouncing that, I'm sure. The setup is really pretty thoughtful here, because we get to kind of see you do some work to explain, you know, how interested you are, how the connections you have to this, you know, the cuisine of a particular country, right? That, you've had some experience in. And so I think this really is a great kind of vehicle to both talk about this type of food, but then of course also to make it, as I go through this, the rubric, I mean, I think there's just some really solid work here. Definitely talking about your experience, you know, in Paris. And it's interesting, right? That it's not just, oh, I like crepes, cause I'm here in the States. It's that, you know, you were not only, in Paris, not only in France, but you're sort of making them over there too, which I think is really an interesting thing. That's sort of like walking the walk and talking the talk, you know? I think it's a very well-organized speech, clear thesis. You are very careful to go through, and talk about talk about sort of these points that are, how to kind of go through this particular dish. I think it might have been a little more helpful just to kind of give us a little more detail around some of the specifics here, like clumpiness. I'm not exactly sure what that looks like. It might have been helpful to kind of see it if we could have, turned the bolt to the camera. I think, two, there's a little bit of a pacing shift here when we get into the actual like cooking that, you know, if somebody were trying to actually do this, they might feel a little bit like, okay, wait a minute, what do I do? But mostly I think it moves pretty fluidly and the pace is quite good. Style, again, I think you're definitely, how can you not keep the attention of the audience? I mean, like, you're making food, right? This is like, I mean, there's a real like feeling of like a cooking show host feel here, which, you know, I think is really working. Of course there's this sense about like, we got to kind of see this through, because you've started cooking. There's like, you know, there's fire or there's heat or whatever, and there's going to be, you know, a result. So that, you know, that's a really, it sort of, keeps us part of this. If we think about understanding, definitely, you know, you're in the time slot of, you know, it's under 5 minutes. The outline looks pretty solid. I think you're definitely, you have an ease about the way that you're carrying yourself here, to walk through something, which I don't know, for me, it would be pretty high stress. So I think this is, something that's really working. One note that I'd bring up is the word so. I think you fall back on this word a bit, and it fills in, it's like an right? It sort of fills in the blanks here, and it can kind of take us a little bit out of it with the repetition. But mostly, I think, you're moving from sort of step to step with some pretty good clarity. I really think as you got into that most important part, I'm jumping around a little bit here, but, you know, during, I think it was about like minute three or so, where you're showing us and you're emphatic about the most important part here, was really good, because it helped us understand that this is a significant moment in the process of this thing that you're making. I think in general, the speech is quite good. The presentation is quite good. It makes me want to get some crepes. So, I think you've done your job there. Okay. Hope this helps. Take care.